This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Psalm 18:24. Be of good cheer, because this is the day chosen specifically for you to take the first step on the road to total freedom. Freedom from disease, freedom from poverty, freedom from self-sabotage, freedom from hate, freedom from fear, freedom from mediocrity and all unfavorable circumstances. Today is your day to move your life forward. So claim it, visualize it, feel it, and receive it. Over the last 10 years, the law of attraction has been the new craze. Success consciousness defines the law of attraction as the attractive magnetic power that draws similar energies together. It manifests through the power of creation everywhere and in many ways. This law attracts thoughts, ideas, people, circumstances, and situations. It basically states that whatever you think about and focus on most is what you attract into your experience, thus giving you direct control over the circumstances of your life. It offers you some practical ways of harnessing this power using scientific prayer, affirmations, visualization, and emotions. Although these principles have been used for centuries in Eastern culture, most Americans treated this as if it were a new concept when Rhonda Byrne released The Secret in 2006. Authors like Napoleon Hill and Dr. Joseph Murphy taught on this subject years ago and had some early success, but it never caught fire. So what we see today is a resurgence of old concepts with modern-day applications. Once I was sold on this old way of thinking, I read as many books on the subject as I could. I listened to seminars and watched as many YouTube videos on the issue as I could digest. And one thing I found in common with these teachings is that they all referenced the Bible, some more than others. Now, before this discovery, I was already quite familiar with the Bible, having gone to Catholic schools for 12 years and being raised in a Baptist household. But the scriptures that these teachers were referencing and the perspective from which they were viewed intrigued me, to say the least. So I figured that to get a clearer view of my own, it would be best if I picked up an old friend of mine, the Holy Bible, and take a closer look. Upon further investigation, I concluded that the most enlightening book on the law of attraction is the Holy Bible itself. And the greatest practitioner of the law is none other than Jesus of Nazareth. Now, whether you believe Jesus was God, the Son of God, or just a spiritual teacher with a supreme level of enlightenment, you must concede to the fact that Jesus was the most influential person in history. That said, even though I reference many different sources to corroborate my interpretation, Jesus' teachings are my go-to spiritual reference in this book. For traditional Christians, reading this book will be a bit uncomfortable at first. But I implore you to keep reading, irrespective of your comfort level. You may also find my critique of the Bible a bit scathing and overtly aggressive at times. Just trust that my only objective is to remove the clouds of religious tradition so that the sun may shine brighter on the Bible's truths and hidden wisdom. After all, it isn't until raw gold is put under intense amounts of heat and pressure that you can skim away the impurities.